Okay, this is KB2 Sugar Queen. Paul, good evening to all. Opening up the Metroplex Net, 7 minutes late, just got in. Looking for stations to check in tonight. Call KB2 Sierra Quebec Net Control.
WA2 UEE.
Hey, Bob, good evening. We have you additional.
He gave me a number,
for a converter called a MFJ. They said that they have a converter that I could use on this radio. So I called MFJ, and they don't have. They didn't have them in stock. They sell them, but it'd be about 3 or 4 weeks before delivery, you know. So I canceled that out. And I have Gene, KJI, he's looking for me, and Eric, he's looking for me. So that's the way it stands now, Paul. Go ahead.
Okay, Bob. Okay. Now, what you're saying is that your keypad is not working, or is there a keypad on the microphone that you have, Bob?
I don't know if it's a keypad or what, Paul. It could be, because I punch in the note numbers, and I get doubles and what have you. Some of them don't even come on. And then again, if I do it 2 or 3 times, then all of a sudden I'll hit it. It'll come through good, you know? So, that's a pain in the neck, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 times before you get a number, and then I don't even get it. So I kind of think it could be the mics, because they were secondhand, and I don't know how long they've been used before I got them. You know, Paul? Go ahead.
Okay, Bob. Well, let me now bring that up, the problem there, and see what can be done. You know, when I had it, I had the shortcut, but the new fella that has the Echolink operator, he hasn't set up that yet, so maybe I can convince him to set up those shortcuts, you know, to where you have just 2 numbers possibly, maybe 3 numbers to punch in, Bob.
Okay.
We'll keep that in mind. Let's break with you, Bob. And before I go to Jim, let's see if we have additional check-ins for this at KB2 Sugar Queen. All right, Jim, KC2DHU, good evening. And hopefully everything's going great up in your neck of the woods. I wonder if you got a shower, and that's, I guess you could call it a shower, more like a sprinkle. You know, Jim, KC2DHU, KB2 Sugar Queen, good evening.
Hey, great, good evening, Paul. Good evening, everybody on the net. Hope we're making okay on RF. Nary a drop has fallen from the sky today. Everything's nice and dry outside. The grass is all getting burnt up, so I want to be mowing that for a while there, which is no sweat off my back. But, no. No drops of rain at all. It looked like it was done a couple times today, but not a little bit of a breeze blowing 5 or 6 miles an hour outside. 77.1 degrees right now. 76% humidity. Got up to a high of 85.1 today, but humidity was pretty bad. Yesterday, I think, day before yesterday, we had 102.7. But yesterday, I think we clocked 104 here, believe it or not. It was a, you know, pretty spiky, but it was pretty warm. But today was just a real stinky wicket out there. Back over to Net Control.
Wow, Jim, you did. You got hotter than we had. I think we got 100 in Central Park yesterday. And maybe 103 the day before. Today is Thursday, maybe Tuesday was 103 in Central Park. Yesterday topped 100. Both days were records for the state, for those dates, Jim. But wow, I spoke to Don up in the Catskills, and they were having some nice hot weather up there. I think he said he had had a brief shower up in the Catskills, up in Greenfield Park. He was down at the post office down in the village, I believe, and had a brief short shower up there, Jim. But the shower that we had here, I guess it lasts for about 3 minutes, 3 to 5 minutes, Jim, and it's just enough to make you think that, oh, I should have had an umbrella, but by the time we thought about looking for a place to find an umbrella, because we were out there without one, and it stopped, so it was brief. Very, very brief, I should say. Enough to make it a little bit more humid, that's all it did. But we had a nice little breeze here, Jim. Nice little breeze that didn't feel as bad today as it was, even with the high humidity, as it was the other 2 days, Jim. Appreciate you sticking around there. I was running a little late to get in here, and hopefully I didn't miss anybody, Jim. So that's the story on that there. Other than that, everything's been quiet down here, Jim. At QSL.
And everything else, you know?
Well, Paul, I would appreciate it if you could get me this frequency, the two digits, like you did, you know, before when you had had this frequency, when you was in charge of it. That was really good. So I'm not going to hold it. I'm going to say 73 to Paul and the other gentleman on the air there, and all your shortwave listeners, if there is any. And I'll keep in touch with you, Paul. Okay, so this is WA2UEE saying 73. Good night to everybody. And Paul, we'll keep in touch. 73, Paul.
Very 73, guys. Easy. Paul Don was connected for a while. I don't know where he went, but he was connected. He might just been listening there. And Bob, one thing on the DTMF, depending on your location to wherever the link is, really don't have a solid signal into it, and he's using the internal decoder on the Echolink program. Sometimes he can play with the settings in there, there's twist settings and everything else to keep monkeying with, you know, to try to get rid of the falses. But if your signal is at all noisy into the link, or through the repeater back to the link, which I noticed there's some intermon comes out of the repeater, on your signal, that could throw those DTMFs off. It may not be on your end at all, Bob. But it, you know, if there's intermon at the repeater site that's mixing with your DTMFs, that's when you'll get that, you get a fix, you get three fixes, and you won't get a fix at all. And, you know, the signal from the repeater site back to the link, you know, there's a whole bunch of variables there. Before you put your air out, thinking it's your microphone, this, that, the other thing is, it's probably not, if you're actually hearing the tones come out of your own radio, when you sit there plunking on the buttons and they sound good and clean, then you're probably on the up and up. It could be intermod and stuff mixing with the signals from two other sources there. 373 for now. That's my distance anyhow. EC2DE2, Tom Cisco, New York.
Okay, Jim. I'm going to bring it up in the meeting in a couple of weeks at Jim and see what if they would do anything on that. Take a look at it. You know, it's a little bit more than just putting the system up there and, you know, you've got to kind of tweak the little things here and there. I found it out, so we'll see what happens. Okay, Jim, 73, see you. Thanks for that info. KB2 Sugar Queen signing.